Hi, is this Gabriel?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. This is John with Local Splash. I'm the one who signed you up on Monday, the Google partner.
Yeah, John. What's up?
Hi. I got a notification that you requested a cancellation yesterday.
Yeah, I just want to cancel. I don't really have any time to talk about it, and I don't, you know, I'm just kind of upset with prices and stuff, and I don't think right now I really need it because I just have I've got too much business from the next door right now, so it's just kind of, it'll just overwhelm me at the end of the day if it does work, so.
No, I hear you. So what I was trying to do is I was trying to reverse the transaction, and it wouldn't let me. Like, it basically declined it because of the client interview and the PIN verification being sent out. So it's like basically it's an account they already started working on, and a lot of times they pull funds.
I figured that I was just lost the money, but it's okay.
Well, no. I mean, it's not a loss. I mean, what I was going to say is it's a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything. And most of the legwork on it's already been done with the exception of, like, finishing up the splash page for you. So, you know, once we get your PIN verification in the mail, the account goes live. I know you're saying you're kind of busy, but if we could even squeeze one client out of that over the next month, you get that money back, you know, rather than just waste it. Because if I tell them to cancel it now, they're not even going to complete the optimization. You get what I'm saying? So I was going to say, let it run until the 18th. If you still feel that way on the 18th, obviously call in, you know, before the payment's due, and we can always discontinue it. That's always been the agreement since point of sale. It's a month-to-month service. But I'd rather you not just burn $299. Well, you know, I want you to
but then
get some ROI out of it.
But then the lady had said that I had to pay an extra $200 to be on the priority. And I asked about, well, what if I can just buy my URL? And then she's like, well, that'll be $600. And that's
what? Who said, hold on. First she said $200 for what? That was Chalet. So she said $200 for what?
$200 for the year of having me on the top of Google, which is what I thought this was for the $300 per month. And then she said that if I wanted to buy my webpage, then it would be $600. And then at that point, I was like, I have to let you go, ma'am. I'm in front of a customer's house. And I was just getting very upset because, you know, the first rule of business is not to lie about prices and stuff. And at that point, I felt like I'd gotten betrayed and my trust was completely out the window. So I was just...
Yeah, no, I'm notating this and I'm going to go downstairs too right now because none of that's accurate. So that's why I'm going to put this in the account. I'm going to go down there because that makes me look like I lied to you at point of sale and you were trusting me.
That's what I thought. I'm like, it's like, that's just...
Well, it makes me more mad too because she comes to me like, can you reach out to this guy? And I'm like, I don't understand what the
issue is. She actually hung up on me yesterday when I told her my spiel of, you know, this is like, I told her, I'm like, I'm not yelling at you or I'm not anything, but I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. And I feel that this is bad business. And I feel like you guys are just trying to rip me off at this point when I was on a limb, you know, trying to, you know, see that if you guys would work. And now it's like, if I would have known about that extra $200 and then whatnot, I wouldn't have even really bought it this week. I would have tried to wait, you know, because that's just money coming out of my pockets that I need to put back into my overhead.
Let me just, you know, be straight with you. So there is no extra $200 to be on the top of Google. You are paying to solicit a first page placement on Google at $299 on a month-to-month basis. There are no extra charges. There is no $600 charge for your website. Your website's included in the package.
Well, she has said that if I wanted to purchase my, like, domain name, which I thought you said that it was just, like, $99 or something like that.
Exactly. If you cancel the service, it's a $99 charge to keep your domain name. So everything that I say set at point of sale stands, and I sent it to you in writing. It's called the Terms and Conditions. But it hasn't been signed off on. So I noticed that during her call, she doesn't get the outline of that agreement because you didn't sign your terms and conditions. So she's looking at it from the traditional pricing page and not what I had organized for you and sent over in writing to be documented and put on file. So I think that's what's getting lost in translation right now. So if you go to your text messages that I sent you on Monday, it's a 714 number.
Okay.
There's a link in there. I'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
And it
I can
has
do
it,
that.
Yeah, do it as soon as possible, because that's what I just realized right now. It says that your subscription terms are not signed, and I actually customized your campaign. I gave you a platinum package, which is usually $599 or $600
yeah.
a month. Yeah, but I gave it to you for $299, and then I waive your $299 setup fee. And we usually, it's not a contract, but we send it to you in writing, so that way they have it documented on file. So on her end, it just looks like you're a platinum package holder, and now I understand why she's telling you all these things, because the package and the pricing structures don't match up unless she actually has that subscription terms in front of her to see that I gave you that deal.
Dollars for buying the website.
Yeah, no $600 for a website.
Link.
Yeah,
that's
$99. Yeah. And it's only $99 if you cancel. While you're using us, I'm not charging you anything for the site. So it's included in your $299, and so is the hosting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That I'm paying per month, and she said that was basically for my, like, to help maintain my website. And then I was like, oh, hell no. But, If I could talk to you later, that would be great. Because I'm at my 9 to 5, and
they're
already pissed
this.
I'm doing side
I'm
going to
leave
so.
The account. No worries. I'm going to notate this with your experience. I'm going to leave the account active so that way they don't stop working on it. I want to make sure they push
okay.
you through so you're still active with us. And then I'm going to resend the subscription terms over to you right now, too, so
that
way it doesn't pop
your
text.
Because I've got
okay.
so many messages. If I could have it right then I could just click on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you my direct number, too. So that way, if you're ever confused, you call in again. I think I sent
that
it to you
be
before,
perfect.
But I'm going to resend it to you, okay?
Thank you, and I'm going to actually save it this time.
Okay, Gabriel. No worries. Yeah, if you need it, call me directly, okay? So that way there's no confusion moving forward. I want to make sure this works for us.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.